I wonder, sometimes the English translations we get of things, like how accurate those are sometimes.
Yeah.
But when we talk about the five hindrances, there's always like these antidotes to them.
Yeah.
And just that word antidote, because like, I've been contemplating, like, say, ill will.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when I have ill will rise in me, it's like, to me, it's like, I mean, just to switch to love and kindness doesn't really work. It's like, because I'm really filled with ill will.
Yeah.
So doing this other practices, basically, you know, I try to just come back to this with my meditation now, coming back to equanimity, clearing the mind, and then establishing the loving kindness again.
Mm-hmm.
So I just heard about that word, you know, the antidote. Because it seems to me it's like if I develop loving kindness, it's actually like preventing the ill will from rising.
It depends. Again, it's sort of it's about what works as opposed to what is either doctrinally or ideally how we idealize it or conceptualize it. It's more around what actually works. Maybe a counter would be a bet, but there's not going to be a because it's a different concept in the sense of the word antidote or even countering, because it's that makes it kind of black and white. The Buddha never really worked in that those kind of black and white kind of categories. It was more around the what is it that actually works, and these are means of doing it. Especially, this is a good kind of way of oftentimes that the classic one is the antidote to ill will is loving kindness. But what if it doesn't work? But here's a whole bunch of others that are useful for contemplation or experimenting with.
You use the word alternative a while back, and I really found that helpful.
Oh, alternative, okay. Yes, yeah, because oftentimes it's like they're really sort of exploring the English language for alternatives of how to express an actual Dhamma concept.
Yeah. I just asked that, I've just been kind of contemplating my earlier meditation instructions from retreats, and it always did sort of seem like this thing, you have to get rid of that.
Right.
It seems more like understanding. It's more important.
Right. Well, it's always always understanding is underlies the Buddha's teaching is so much dependent on wisdom. It's a wisdom teaching, and then there's all sorts of tools to experiment with and see if they actually are wise alternatives.